Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Mr. Horn is back in the building. Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Inside Connection. This is MediConnect, bridging the healthcare gap. We have a lot to get to. We're going to run down these seminars and the weeks are ticking by. Monday to Saturday, it's Sunday, then it's Monday, then it's Saturday. And before you know it, October will be here, Sean, and we'll be doing what we do. And remember, we have live advisors standing by until noon today. And you can call and set up an appointment. There is never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334. MediConnectInsurance.com. So how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm wearing my Steelers hoodie, as you can see here. If you're watching on Facebook Live, I'm very proudly toting.
To cover your identity up because of that performance last night, or because you want to wear the... Don't say it's a preseason game. We want to win every game.
All right, so the truth of the matter is I'm going to the gym after the show, so I want to sweat a little bit. So I'm wearing the hoodie for that. But I'm okay with the performance yesterday. I mean, look, it was a very vanilla showing, and that's what you want in the preseason, right? I mean... I wasn't real thrilled with the offensive line. I don't think they did a really good job protecting our quarterbacks. But beyond that, I mean, I saw some bright spots in there. I'm okay. I'm good.
Well, Buffalo this Saturday, a week from today at home, and hopefully Russell Wilson will show me that he's got something left in the tank.
Yeah, but I was okay with Justin. I think he's going to be just fine as well. I think we're good in that position. We probably need a little more weapons.
Like Brandon Ayuk.
That'd be good.
If I would ever get done, bring him from Frisco.
That'd be good. So we'll see what happens there. But yes, Rob, you are correct. Welcome to the Inside Connection. We have a lot of work today.
Yep.
I do have a guest that I'm very happy to bring on in the third segment. Very excited to introduce her to the KDK audience. And like I said, we have a lot of work to get to today because... this upcoming enrollment period is already showing signs of disruption and also showing signs of we're not too sure of what's coming down the pike just yet. And here's why I really want to pull back the curtain of the industry to let people in as we usually do during the segment. So let's jump right into it. No appetizer, straight entree. We're going to bring on Nikki Campbell in a third segment, who is from the Flourish Group. She is phenomenal. Can't wait to introduce her. But let's talk a little Medicare in the way of the market currently.
Okay.
So usually at this point in time, Rob, we're doing our recertification process with the insurance companies to learn about the products that they're going to be delivering starting in October. And I have to, you know, let you know that first there was a delay, which was interesting because they never delay these tests or this information. So we were kind of like, okay, this is different. We'll roll with it, but a little different than usual. And then as the year progressed, especially during the early summertime, we learned through the final notice of CMS, the governing body of Medicare, we learned through them that they are going to spend less than they usually do on Medicare plans this year. So let me really dig in on that and explain what that means. So historically, the last 5 or so years, Medicare has increased the spend on Medicare plans by about 4% a year. So still a pretty sizable amount of dollars when you consider how much they already invest into the program. So it's a lot of money going into it each and every year. But the last 2 years, and this is big, the last 2 years, the increase has only been about 2%. Now, I know what the listeners are probably thinking. Well, for how much money goes into the market, that can't be that sizable of a difference, right? You're absolutely incorrect with that statement. That 2% number for the last 2 years has really damaged their ability to invest into the plans like they had in years past. So what we're watching as a result, they're leaving breadcrumbs for us everywhere, kind of showing us what's taken place without being forward with the information. And we're kind of tracking the fact that this is probably going to be the year where, unfortunately, premiums go up and coverage, unfortunately, is not as robust as it has been in years past.
So does the prescription drug industry have something to do with this?
For sure, yes. And I'm going to talk about that in the next segment as we talk about the Medicare 101 going over prescription drugs. The fact that the donut hole is going away, which again, I'm going to mention in the next segment, that has a major impact on it. But also another impact to why the spend has been reduced. The government is not happy with Medicare Advantage plans and their pre-authorization process for individuals who are on Medicare. So what does that mean? You have some sort of condition pop up, right? And your doctor says, you know what, Rob, I think you need to go get an MRI. Okay. Well, before you go get that MRI, you have to go see a specialist to really confirm what your PCP might have thought. And then there's a couple steps involved before you go get your MRI. You finally get your MRI. And then after that, which, you know, that could take months by itself. After that, then you're like, okay, well, what are my options? Well, you can have surgery, you do physical therapy, you do this, you do this, you do this. Well, the insurance companies historically have always been about spending as little out of pocket up front as we can to see if physical therapy or something may work rather than surgery.
Okay.
The government has not been happy with this process because it's creating more borders to getting the healthcare that you deserve and having positive health outcomes at the end of it. So when you factor in a few different things here, the spend, so we're, again, rather than 4% increase, we're looking at 2%. The fact that the government is not real happy with the pre-authorization process involved in Medicare Advantage plans. And then, as we're going to talk about in the next segment, we also have the donut hole going away, which is going to have an enormous impact on the market and the community here at large. So it's kind of a perfect storm, to be quite honest with you, and what's happening. And as we're seeing inside the industry, Rob, and it, again, this is a big deal, I imagine. By now, we're getting little whispers from the insurance companies on the plans that they're happy with, what they're really proud to promote and so forth. We're hearing nothing. And by now, we usually have a full rundown of what's coming. We're hearing nothing from the insurance companies as far as what they're going to be delivering. And then I think what one interesting little tidbit to the market that's happening, we do have a national carrier who's prominent in the community who is actually pulling back their plan options by 10% across the country. On top of that, they don't want to enroll new members. They're putting that out there that we don't want to attract new members this year. So what does that mean for the community at large? I don't know. I just don't think this is the year where you're going to want to sit on the sidelines and just go, it worked for me last year, I'll just let it go. This is going to be a very disruptive market for Medicare beneficiaries.
So here's the deal. If there was ever a time that you need someone to help you navigate, it's now. And MediConnect is that single choice when it comes to the choice here in this part of the country. You can reach them now, set up an appointment. There is never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Before we run the seminars, which will begin in my neck of the woods on Tuesday night, let's do the trivia question as I chuckle through this one.
Yes. So back in 1960, the Three Stooges performed at Kennywood Park, which I never knew. And I love the Three Stooges. So this was a very interesting trivia question for me. So they performed back at Kennywood Park in 1960. Who were the members involved in that performance? Because you'll remember there were many different iterations of the Three Stooges. So you have to come correct with the three members who performed at Kennywood Park back in 1960.
Now, our guest who used to do some PR for celebrities might know this, although she's younger than I am. But I do remember the reason that the Stooges became famous again. A lot of it was a Pennsylvania connection. Mike Douglas had the Mike Douglas Show, Westinghouse, out of Philadelphia. But it was Paul Shannon, who used to actually work at KDK Radio back in the day, and then he put on that fabulous sweater and had Adventure Time. And he, because they were appearing also at the Holiday House in Monroeville, put them on his television show, and that's what catapulted them back to stardom and gave them one more run at Tinseltown before it was all said and done because of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
That's incredible. See, this is why I love bringing the trivia questions to you, because you bring such a backstory with them.
Because I'm trivial. That's what you're trying to
say. No. That's the backstories. And you always have a way of bringing it back to Pittsburgh, which I love, because you're so deeply rooted in a community. So, yes, bring me the three members who performed at Kennywood Park back in 1960, and we will be mailing you a $15 Get-Go gas card. So call in with that answer now. And before we do head to break, we do have our seminars coming up. August 13th, we're going to be at the Fairfield Inn up in Rob's neighborhood in Monaca. August 20th, UPMC Passavant Cranberry on St. Francis Way. And then August 27th, we have 4:30 and 6 o'clock showings at the AHN Neighborhood Hospital out in Harmerville. So if you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, come check us out, 888-818-6334.
All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. Stay with us. The Inside Connection, MediConnect on KDKA. All right, let's run that trivia question again. If you think you know the answer, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. That person gets a gas card from Get-Go. Then we'll get into segment two with Sean Horn, MediConnect, The Inside Connection. The question one more time.
I'm surprised we don't have a winner yet, to be honest with you. But
Well, there's a lot of variations.
There are. You're right about that. So back in 1960, the Three Stooges performed at Kennywood Park. Who were the members involved in this performance? As you remember, again, there were many variations of the Three Stooges. So if you have that answer, call in now. And before we do get the correct answer from a call-in, want to break down another part of Medicare as we continue our Medicare 101 series. Over the last few weeks, we've talked about original Medicare with Parts A and B. We broke down Medicare Supplement, Medicare Advantage, and how they work differently from one another. Well, now I have the pleasure of going over prescription drug coverage, which I have to be honest with you, there's not a lot pleasurable about talking prescription drugs with Medicare, because historically, it has been a very painful subject matter for a lot of people. But this year, there's changes coming, and these changes are actually very good, although we're monitoring the rippling effect of this impact. So let's talk about prescription drug coverage with Medicare as we start. So there's two different ways that you can get prescription drug coverage with Medicare. First one being, it's usually going to be included with a Medicare Advantage plan, or if you're on a Medicare supplement, you have to get a secondary prescription drug policy. Which is kind of interesting, because if you do not take any medication, if you enroll onto a Medicare supplement and do not get a secondary policy to cover your prescription drugs, you will actually be penalized, which is unbelievable, because they considered it an optional coverage. But if you don't take it, you get penalized. So not really that optional. But anyways, I apologize. That was kind of alarming there. We got Joe in Monroeville with the winner of the trivia question. So I apologize for
breaking. It's kind of ironic. His name's Joe.
It is.
Go ahead.
It very much. So the winner is Joe from Monroeville. Answer being Mo, Larry, and Curly Joe.
Not to be confused with Potato Patch, Curly Joe. That's a whole nother story.
Whole nother story.
Or Cowboy Joe at Kennywood, where you take the picture when you come in.
That's right. My kids have done that many times. So I know that all too well. So you have these different coverage options related to prescription drugs with Medicare. And I, like I said, just broke them down for you. But what you have to take into consideration with prescription drugs is the fact that many different insurance companies cover medications on different tiers. Why tiers are important is because if you have a lower tier number, it's the lesser amount that you will pay at the pharmacy when you go pick up your prescription. So if you have a tier one or two drug, you may pay nothing. If you have a tier three or four, it could be between $30 and $47 a month. So depending upon what prescriptions you're on and what tier you're at, plus, of course, because they have to make this confusing, up until recently when Jess Benham came through with that PBM bill that she was talking to you about this week, you had to deal with basically a preferred pharmacy in order to get the lowest cost share related to your prescriptions. So there's a lot of impact on what you could potentially spend with your Medicare prescription drug coverage as you pick up your pharmaceuticals. So all of these things considered, now the market is turning a little bit. Because historically, we've had the donut hole to worry about. donut hole is the curse word of Medicare, by the way.
By the way, I can't thank you enough for all the people that you have brought into the studio. And one of them is Cal McCormick from Blueberry Pharmacy, who happens to be doing a show with me next Saturday.
Look forward to
at
hearing
7 a.m.
it.
But that's all on you, brother.
Well,
so thank you.
Absolutely. And this is impactful to our listening audience. I mean, this is big. You've talked about it many times where the pharmacy is the pillar of the community, right?
It always has been.
You have a great relationship with your pharmacist as much as you do your doctor, as much as you do your barber. They know you. So having these type of, you know, influences in the community, it's a big deal. So very happy to provide that. But let's talk about the donut hole, because, again, this has been something impactful for a lot of listeners. You know, if you've faced it historically, it's been financially painful. Generally, you're spending thousands of dollars out of pocket per year on your prescription drug. So the way that would generally would have worked, there's four phases to the donut hole. You have your deductible phase and then initial coverage. Then you go into the donut hole. And then if you spend through that, you're in catastrophic coverage. So let's talk about the donut hole and what that would typically look like. If you're on a medication that has a retail cost per month of $1,000, which there are many of out there, up until you hit the donut hole, your copay would have been between $30 and $47 a month. Well, then when your retail cost of your prescriptions eclipses about $5,000 on a year, so 5 months of taking that one medication, your copays jump from $30 to $47 a month to $250, because you're in at 25% of retail when you're in a donut hole for all of your medications. So imagine that. You're on a fixed income. And here you are just taking your medications as prescribed. Unfortunately, there's no generic available. And because you got dealt this condition or this illness, now you have to take this medication that blows your budget out of the water.
And there's no way to make extra. That's what you have to live on, make or break on.
And there has historically not been a way out of the donut hole until this year. So I do bring some good news with me. It's not all doom and gloom, thankfully, where the donut hole is going away in January. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about this in coming weeks, because it's going to have an impact on the market otherwise as well. Because now that insurance companies are going to have to spend more on prescription drug coverage, they're going to take away some things in order to make that more palpable for them. So what we're looking at here, though, again, talking about the donut hole going away, everybody who's on Medicare next year is going to have a maximum out-of-pocket on their medications of $2,000 a year, which I know is still a big number. However, for those people who hit the donut hole, Rob, they're going to save thousands from out-of-pocket costs related to prescription drugs. So this is a big deal. This is finally something great that happened with Medicare, but again, we're monitoring and watching what the impact is going to be on the community at large.
But listen, something, you know, because we all let those pandemic pounds get a hold of us, and I don't know what happened to me, but it did, but it's long gone now. But the thing that I knew then, coming out of the pandemic and becoming of that age, you got to take care of yourself.
You do. And oftentimes we need the medicine to kind of help us out to regulate blood pressure.
I mean, this is life and death stuff for some people, some of these medicines.
A lot of them. I mean, they're sustaining medications you have to take daily. So they're maintenance meds to keep your conditions at bay.
But here's the other thing, too. We know at this age that you may be doing great 1 second. And Mother Nature and that thing that is your chronological age, it can shift gears immediately. So another reason, even if you think you're doing okay and I'm not taking many medications, if you're of this age, you need to get in there with MediConnect, never a charge for their services, and at least in case the possibility of something does come up in your history, your family history, all that stuff goes into it, you'll be protected because you'll have picked the right plan because of being guided by MediConnect.
Yeah, I mean, there's a layer of planning for what you have now, but also...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So planning for what may come down the line. I totally agree with you.
All right, so tell everybody what's coming up and then do the seminars.
Absolutely. My good friend Nikki Campbell from the Flourish Group is going to be joining me in the next segment. Very excited to introduce her to our audience, get to know her and her organization a little bit. And then if you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, these are must-attend events. August 13th, we're at the Fairfield Inn in Monaca. August 20th, UPMC Passive in Cranberry. August 27th at both 4:30 and 6 o'clock, AHN Neighborhood Hospital in Harmerville, 888-818-6334 to register yourself.
All right, we'll come back. And don't forget, that's free. Any appointment you have with MediConnect, absolutely free, no charge. 888-818-6334, live advisors till noon. We're back with Nikki in just a couple of moments. Stay with us. All right, time to bring our guest into the mix, and we're going to do that now on the Inside Connection. This is MediConnect for another Saturday as we move through the month of August, and here is your host, Sean Horn.
Yeah, Rob, I got to tell you, one of the most interesting and one of the more fun aspects of my job is getting out in the community and getting to
You're doing
know,
great with this, by the way.
I appreciate that, but getting to meet other influential people in the communities at large to help many different segments of the population. So obviously very excited to have Nikki Campbell from the Flourish Group here with me today. Good friend of the program and organization. So very happy to have you here. So Nikki, good morning to you. Thank you for joining me today. And as we get started, if you could introduce yourself to our audience and what exactly is the Flourish Group?
So thank you, Sean. First of all, it's always a pleasure to work with you. You've been a great partner to our company. Thrilled to be here. And, you know, Rob Pratt, I mean, come on. This is like Pittsburgh media royalty.
Absolutely.
So the Flourish Group is a company I started 5 years ago based on my own personal experience with workplace burnout. So I had a very successful career for 25 years in communications, public relations. And it just, it came to a point where I couldn't keep up the pace. I couldn't keep up the travel. I wasn't taking care of myself. And it was just kind of a moment in time where I was like, where am I going? What am I doing with this? So I went back to school and, I have a nutrition degree and I've got some certifications. And I decided I wanted to help people who were like me. So people who love their jobs, but were letting the job get kind of ahead of them and putting it ahead of themselves. So I started in 2019, right before the pandemic, and with the idea of I was just going to coach individuals. I was going to coach executives, be a health coach, that type of thing. And then when COVID happened, I had a lot of people reach out and say, can you work with our employees? Can you help us bring some wellness virtually. We were just talking about Zoom, Teams, all of those, platforms. Can you bring wellness into our company? So that part of our company really took off during the pandemic. So I don't want to say it was, a good thing, but, if there has to be, you know, a silver lining. It certainly was. So we do individual coaching still. You know, I coach people one-on-one. And then the biggest part of our organization is the workplace wellness program. So everything from workshops to health fairs, which you're familiar with the work we do there, to year-long programs, you know, healthy newsletters, you know, everything really that you would need as an employer to bring a culture of wellness into your workplace.
So would you say then that this idea was born out from the idea that maybe our society has never moved faster from a corporate perspective, meaning that the grind is always upon us? I mean, Rob, you and I talk about this all the time when it comes to the grind that you faced, and a lot of the executives are now dealing with now. So is that where the void was, and why this really was a passion point for you?
Absolutely. Because at the time when I realized I had hit the wall, when I realized I was burning out, there wasn't, or at least to my knowledge, I didn't have a resource for that. I didn't have somebody who could coach me who had lived it. You know, you could go and get a trainer at the gym and they're great.
Yeah.
But they didn't have my experience. They didn't live my life in terms of the travel and eating at, you know, 9-10 o'clock at night and getting up to have to, you know, start meetings at 7 a.m. So I saw a void there, and I knew all the people I worked with. And, you know, and at the time, with even with COVID, you know, corporations were shrinking. They were, you know, some were cutting people, some were, you know, adding people. So it was a very tumultuous situation. And so I could see people struggling and really needing to have that support. And then as you know, as we came out of COVID, or the you know, the most serious part of it, they wanted employees to come back to the workplace.
Yep.
How do you do that? You know, when you've had them at home and they've gotten used to it. And we were just talking about, you know, the different generations and how they see it. So wellness is really important. If you're going to bring people back into the workplace, is it a well workplace? Is it a healthy atmosphere? The grind is no longer something to brag about. Really?
It's not. It's really not. You're,
Good stuff. Man, I can relate.
Absolutely. I know of anybody in this room that can.
Let me ask you something, Nikki. And my goodness gracious, this is what Sean has been doing out in the community and bringing her here, especially with where we're at right now, because a lot of people are coming kicking and screaming back to work because they really liked working from home. And I did a little bit of that for a while, and I actually found that I could get more done. And I started realizing how many years I spent hours just on the road. And how it kind of gave me some time back. Is there a place for in-home work? Do you think long-term it'll be always a part of our lives? Or do you think what once was will no longer be?
Oh, absolutely. This will be a part of our work environment. Hybrid work, remote work will always be there. My concern is, and as a health coach, that time you were on the road, that was time to decompress. That was time to process. So our commute, if you think of, you know, I used to work downtown, so that, you know, 40 minutes in, 40 minutes out, I was able to, on the way in, prepare myself mentally, you know, kind of think through what's happening today, you know, what do I have to be ready for? And then on the way home, before I walk into my house and take the day with me into my family, I had that time to decompress and I had that time to process, you know, maybe difficult conversations or, you know, so I didn't take that, maybe that attitude into my house with my family. We don't have that with remote work, right? We roll out of bed, or at least during COVID. I mean, people were going from their, you know, their bed to their kitchen counter. You know, not everybody had an office, from their bed to the kitchen counter to the couch. And so it wasn't a healthy situation. So now, because we don't have, you know, kind of the strict rules in place with COVID, now I tell people, it's great. You love working from home. You do get more done, but you still have to have boundaries. You still have to have a place where you work. There's a work space, even if it's not a separate office. There's a place where you work, and there's a place where you are a family and it's your personal life. And so if you don't have those boundaries, it's, you know, it's just as bad as staying at the office till 10 p.m.
There's not one person listening that has a business or works somewhere that could not use her services.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, which is why, Nikki, if you could, for the listeners who may be interested in hearing a little bit more about your services, how can our listeners get in contact with you today?
Well, the easiest way is to just send me an email. Our general email account, which comes right to me because as the business owner, you get all the emails. Yeah. It is hello@theflourishgroup.net. So it's spelled out theflourishgroup.net. And that comes directly to me. We have lots of opportunities for, you know, free consultations. We've got resources that people, we can send people. So, you know, it's worth reaching out.
So what could a few benefits be to implementing a workplace wellness program? I'm very interested to hear this because I might be taking this back to work with me to pitch it to the powers that be. So what could some benefits be of this program?
So if you would have asked me this question in 2019, I would have come back at you with statistics on lowering healthcare costs, you know, having, you know, less spend in your healthcare across the organization. Now I'm telling people it's retention. The most expensive thing that you can do is to have to go out and hire a new person to fill a spot, right? And think about it, the higher levels. So, you know, the directors and VPs and the C-suite, I mean, it's 2 to 3 times their salaries, what it costs to bring another executive in or another leader within the organization. So retention is the biggest benefit to bringing a high quality wellness program. And we can talk about what that means, but bringing a good wellness program into your organization is going to keep people. And with the younger generations, we were just talking about earlier, they are willing to forego salaries, you know, higher salaries for better benefits, for better work-life balance. So retention is probably the top benefit. But yes, you will see changes in, you know, how much you're spending on, you know, what your claims are, you know, because when people feel motivated, when they feel supported, they want to be healthier.
And would it be fair? I mean, this is a big buzzword, especially in our office, and I imagine across many industries, but I imagine this also helps improve company culture.
It does. It does. When people feel valued, when people feel heard, you know, and I had a note here to talk about, you know, how do you get to what, you know, what is a good wellness program? It's listening to your employees. So when you reflect that back and any part of the business, when you reflect back what people have told you and you implement a program, yeah, the culture is, hey, listen, this employer cares about me. They've listened to what our concerns are and they've made changes. So definitely improves the culture, but it's not all benefits for the employee. They, guess what? They take fewer sick days, right? Mm-hmm. So they're more productive, better quality work. You know, when someone's healthy and happy, they're more creative. You know, they're able to solve problems. You know, if you look at organizations like public utilities, when your employees are healthy and sleeping well and managing stress, they're not a safety concern, right? So, you know, people who are not well make mistakes. They make poor decisions. You know, their reaction time is slower. So when you think about it for, you know, some of those positions, you know, that's critical. That is life and death. So having wellness programs builds culture, you know, improves productivity and just, you know, keeps, you know, probably keeps you out of trouble.
Yeah. And I also imagine as well that if you're not feeling like you have to rush back to work in a situation, whether it be health or otherwise, that, you know, you just need a little break from the grind, mm-hmm. and you'd feel like your job is not at risk, you know, because you have practices in play here. I imagine that's got to be a benefit as well. Rob?
All right, so we're going to take a break, but before we do, you're going to run the seminars, and I'm going to remind everyone these are free seminars, but you can reserve your space by dialing 888-818-6334. We have those live advisors till noon, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab.
We're going to one of my favorite locations in your neck of the woods, Rob, out in the Monaca area, the Fairfield Inn, on August 13th. Also going to the UPMC Passivant in Cranberry August 20th. August 27th at 4:30 and 6 o'clock, AHN Neighborhood Hospitals in Harmerville. As you see, working with both UPMC and AHN to deliver this very valuable information. So if you have questions, you don't know where to turn, how to start your Medicare process, if you're within a year, it is now time to engage. 888-818-6334.
All right, we'll be back. Stay with us. All right, you know, we talk Medicare, Yeah. This guest is going to keep you around so you can collect Medicare. This is such a timely topic. I relate to so much of this. This is long overdue. Reach out. There's not one person who's either working, as the way we all work today, multiple jobs, many people, or of course, if you're the employer, you need to help your, you know, your wonderful employees that are the backbone of your business. You're going to want to get a hold of Nikki.
I mean, you make a good point there, because I mean, the younger generations are oftentimes working two and three different side quests, if you will, in order to make ends meet. The older population, as you just mentioned, they're just trying to get to the finish line of retirement. And, you know, we've seen a lot of downsizing by some of our even biggest corporations here in Pittsburgh over the last couple of years. So that fear remains. And, you know, the last thing that you need to have happen along that route is for something to happen in your health as well. So Nikki Campbell from the Flourish Group, I would like your, I know this is a loaded question, but I would like your insight on this.
Okay.
How do you define wellness and why is that important?
So this might be a, it's not controversial, but it might be an answer that you wouldn't expect. It is not your weight. It is not in a, you know, it, just one biometric screening. It is not those things. It is you as a whole person. So it is the eight dimensions of wellness is what we kind of adhere to. And that is everything from physical to social to mental health, emotional, occupational. You know, your occupational health, how you feel about your job affects your physical health. So we look at wellness, we define wellness as what is driving those health conditions or what is driving your physical health, because it's all those other things. It's not just simply, you know, you, for the most part, you know, you have a physical health issue, but there are some underlying things that are going on in your life, right? And that either exacerbates it or, you know, can, if you are living a really good balanced life, you know, it can make managing those conditions a lot easier. So we don't look at someone comes into our office. The first thing is not get on the scale. Mm-hmm. That's not how we don't believe in BMI, because that doesn't give us a good indicator of someone's actual health. It's a number. It's a calculation. So we ask things like, how do you sleep? You know, how do you manage your stress? What are the biggest things in your life right now that are causing you stress? Let's look at your calendar, because sometimes that's that in and of itself.
Yep.
You don't have time to be healthy. So yep. I can give you all of the workouts and the meal plans and the, you know, all the recommendations, but then you show me your calendar and you're like, Nikki, I've meetings from 6 a.m. to, you know, 10 p.m. or I'm working in those hours. So we look at your lifestyle probably first before any of that other stuff. So that's how we define.
When did all this start? I don't ever remember my parents. My dad, 8 hours at home, 8 hours at work, 8 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They ate, never counted calories, mm-mm, always were in some decent shape, you know, bought clothes off the rack, you know, weren't caught up in everything, the diet, late diet phase. Where did all this start, do you think, Nikki, that we got off the rails, including myself, which thank goodness I'm kind of back on the straight and narrow now, but I had a few of those just lost years too.
Well, I think, you know, my parents' generation, it was you went, You got a job and you worked there for 40 years and right, then you retired. So that's that 8-8-8 that you're talking about. You know, you go to work, you know, punch a clock, whatever. And then, you know, you come home and you have dinner and spend time with your family and then go to bed. I think, you know, as the economy has changed, as, you know, the availability and the need in the workforce, right? So we need more people in the workforce. So in the 60s and 70s, more women went into the workforce, right? Because we needed that. And it's great. You know, I can't imagine not having that opportunity. But I think, you know, my generation, Gen X, we saw what our parents did and we, you know, we had that work ethic, but we weren't sure we'd want to do, you know, stay in the same place
right,
for 40 years.
Makes
so,
sense.
But we still had that work hard, like really, you know, and I think we're probably the generation that started the, you know, very little, you know, separation from work and personal. And then you get to online, right? You get email, you get, you know, social media, things like that. You are never off. You're never away from, unless you, you know, purposely put that boundary in place, you're never away from work. Right now, I could be, you know, checking, you know, mm-hmm, emails and while I'm sitting here, you know,
yeah,
we become so good at multitasking and bringing more things onto ourselves. And our personal lives, right? We're out there volunteering for things and taking our kids to kids' sports nowadays. It's like a completely different thing,
it's
right?
It's a job.
It's a job.
Yep.
It is a job. And I see parents, I'm thankful my kids are older, but I see parents, I mean, they are on the road.
Constantly.
Constantly. So when do you have time to take care of yourself? And so what happens, Rob, to your point about, you know, getting to, you know, to a point in your life where you're like, wait, where, when did this all happen? You know, I tell clients, you're saving all this money for retirement. You have this big job and you've got all these great perks. What are you going to spend the first 5 years of your retirement catching up on doctor's appointments, catching up on, you know, taking care of yourself? So starting it now, and really at any point, you know, 20s, 30s, 50s, whatever, starting now is the right time, you know, so not regretting that you didn't start, but starting as soon as possible.
Never too late.
It's never. In investing in your health, the one thing you can't get back, much like time, you can't get your health back if something, you know, goes sideways on you. Totally love this messaging. And just to be clear, Nikki, I think I heard earlier in the conversation, but you do work with individuals. It's not just companies right. and conglomerates. You'll work with an individual as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's where I started. And that was really my passion, was to work with people who were like me so they didn't have to leave their job in their 40s and go find a new career. I'm so glad I did. But, you know, I want to help those individuals so that they can manage a great career and their health.
And to be certain, again, I just want to put it out there. I imagine this is going to be tickling the ears of a lot of people where they're like, you know what, this conversation is what I needed to hear. So for those folks who want to learn a little bit more about the Flourish Group and take some measurable steps towards these healthier outcomes that we're all looking for, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
Right. So go to our website first. It is www.theflourishgroup.net. And you'll find more information on our programs, our coaching, my philosophy, you know, background on our people who work with our clients. And then, you know, it's as simple as sending an email. So it's hello@theflourishgroup.net. That's probably the fastest way to get a hold of us.
One last tip from you.
One last tip.
Okay. What is one thing individuals can do to improve their personal health?
I'm so glad you asked. Sleep. Sleep is foundational to your health. I don't care what your diet is. I don't care what your exercise program is. If you are getting 3 hours of sleep a night, you're a ticking time bomb. Get some sleep.
You hear that, Rob?
Listen, I'm at least at 4.5 now.
Okay.
No, much more than that. But I'll tell you when I knew it was bad. So I had a guy doing some tree work for me one time. Now, I grew up in this house because they were my cousins, and I came back years later and owned this house, Nikki. And he said, you know, the trees. And I'm like, trees? I didn't even know that I had certain trees in the back of my house. And also, for 10 consecutive years, I showered at Channel 2.
Oh, my goodness.
I never took a shower in my own house. So I'm telling you, there is hope. And I think that this is a person that you want to plug into. And I promise you now, because my audience is incredible and they've heard all these stories, honesty is the best policy. There's somebody driving around right now going, oh my,
yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
So you need to talk about this stuff and you need to face reality. You're not alone. But the best part, the Flourish Group, there is help. I got to ask real quick, how did you stumble upon this? Was it just because of your personal experiences?
It was. And I decided to create a business around it. I'm very type A, so I don't go and do something halfway. And so when I created the business, the idea of flourishing is that you have all the right elements in your life to really be your best self. So you're sleeping, you're eating well, you're managing stress. When you're doing most of those things, you're able to flourish.
And I love those apps. I have them all, you know, lightning, rain, the fan blowing,
oh, yeah.
All that stuff takes care of me. Nikki, keep up the great work.
Thank you.
And Sean, you do an incredible job too.
I appreciate it. I love being a resource of any kind to the community. I mean, the Prep Pack has been amazing to us over the years. If we can pay that back at all by providing this type of information, that's exactly why we're here.
Well, I appreciate you all. Have a great rest of your day. Don't forget, we got those live advisors standing by until noon today. 888-818-6334.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.